Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A message from Jackson State National Alumni Association President, Dr. Alexia Norwood.
Happy New Year, JSU Tigers. This is the dawning of a new day and a new year. How many new resolutions have you made? How many have you broken? Well, life gives us all the opportunity to mess up and to make amends. We can make mistakes and fall down and get up again to make greater life changes. Don't beat yourself up over the past. Continue to find solutions and not excuses for doing the right things. Happy New Year, JSU Tigers. And thank you in this new year for being JSU Tigers strong and student focused.
Tiger fans, welcome to episode 120 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of every new episode. Apple Podcast users, rate and review the show, and everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love, Jackson State University.
I'm joined by the original crew from the first ever episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, Charles Bishop.
Hey,
how's it going?
Nice to be back in here with you, buddy.
Mike B, what up?
We've come a long way, man. What's going on, Corey?
Started from the bottom, now we're here, man. And Vic, welcome back in.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. How's 2021 treating you guys so far?
Well, more than anything, the buzzword is staying safe, man. You know, we're still dealing with a pandemic. We are in the midst of a pandemic. We are looking at, you know, unprecedented times right now in terms of social unrest. And I tell you what, 2021 has definitely come in, you know, with a lot of optimism, at least. But, you know, there's still, you know, remnants of 2020 left from it. So.
No doubt we're pushing forward. You know, hopefully we'll have a spring football season, and, you know, definitely excited about basketball, excited about a lot of things that you know, that we're looking forward to in 2021. And we're definitely looking forward to an exciting year of podcasting. But first, guys, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Can't do a laugh about that one.
Who knows what today is? What's today?
I hope it's not my wedding anniversary. I messed up.
For the podcast.
Well, what's anniversary. Special day.
One year.
It took y'all a while to realize that, huh? No, it's the 1 year anniversary of the show. And boy, did that year absolutely fly by. I mean, it seems like only yesterday that we were kicking around ideas for the name of the podcast. And it was actually Mike B who thought of the name Tiger Talk. So kudos to you for that, Mike. But here we are 120 episodes later, Chuck. What do you think?
It's been a heck of a ride. When you take a look at where we started and now in terms of where we are, and it's quite a few accolades in terms of the work that we've put in. It has been a labor of love. It's been fun. And I think more than anything, I think we've brought the Jackson State community together in terms of talking Jackson State athletics. And boy, I tell you what, there's been a lot to talk about.
A whole lot, despite the pandemic. That's the ironic thing about it. So, you know, once this thing settles down, there's no telling, you know, where the show will go, because obviously Jackson State Athletics is on the forefront nationally. So we're just excited to be a part of it. But on that first episode, fellas, we went over our 2020 New Year's resolutions. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
It was the 2020 resolutions for Jackson State Athletics. Now, when we, as humans, as people, set personal resolutions, how do those things typically turn out?
They don't go too well.
They often crash and burn.
Yeah, normally by the third week of January, that's done.
Yep, off the way.
Right, right. And rarely do we ever reflect back on them a year later and look over them and see if we accomplished them or how things went. But here on the podcast, we're going to look back at those resolutions that we have for Jackson State Athletics. We're going to hold each other accountable and see if we were able to get there. So let's go over those athletics, over those resolutions. What do you guys think about that?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm glad you spoke up first, Charles, because we're going to start with you. All right.
Into the frying pan early, huh?
Absolutely. Let's get it out of the way. And you had two resolutions, so we have two to go over with you. So let's throw it back to that first episode, and let's hear that audio from Chuck Bishop. Resolution number one.
I think I got a couple of them here. I mean, the first one, obvious one for me is I need for my athletic teams to bring some rings back to Lynch Street. That's number one. I don't care if it's football, basketball, tiddlywink. Bring that swag championship back home.
All right. So obviously that was recorded in January, and the pandemic hit, six weeks later?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we have to give you an incomplete. I think we'll have to give an incomplete grade on a lot of these due to the pandemic. But we did have basketball. So, Charles, were we able to bring
home? Bring our ring back, Coach Tamika Reed, in terms of what she was able to do with the women's basketball team being regular season champions. So that's one resolution that I think we can check off. Like you said, incomplete with regards to the majority of the sports, but I was able to taste the champagne from the victory chalice, if you will, for Jackson State women's basketball.
Right.
Amen.
Right, yeah. And not many teams were able to do that because there were very few opportunities. We didn't get to play a whole lot of sports, but we found a way to get us a ring out of that, so.
Yeah, that was huge. And they were a lot of fun to watch last year. I hate that the pandemic kind of stole the thunder from the SWAC basketball tournament, but I tell you what, we had a lot of fun watching that team last year in terms of them marching through the SWAC and becoming regular season champions.
No doubt, and we can't forget about Coach Brent and that men's team. They were on a roll, man, when that, when the season abruptly ended. You know, they were won like 10 out of last 13 games, something along those lines, and they were heading into that tournament on that bus headed to Birmingham with a lot of confidence and a lot of momentum. So we can only speculate, but I know those guys really thought that they were going to bring it home as well. So we'll never know, but they definitely had the momentum.
Had momentum. When you take a look at what they were able to do, like you said, they caught fire toward the end of the regular season, and it was really shaping up to be a SWAC basketball tournament for the ages, because you had quite a few teams that were coming into that tournament that were on the uptick, if you will, which is where you want to be in late February going into March Madness.
No doubt. Okay, Charles, so one for one. Let's go. Let's hear resolution number two from last year from Charles Bishop.
But on a serious note, I would hope that our athletic administration really takes a look seriously. It kind of honoring a little bit of our past a little more, especially somebody like James Big Daddy Carson. Big Daddy, of course, the only player in Jackson State history to win HBCU national championship as a player and then later as a coach in 1996. We're talking about a guy who was an architect of some of the most ferocious defenses that we grew up watching in the 80s. Of course, head coach in the 90s, won 54 games for our Tigers. So, I would love for us to kind of honor not just his memory, but, kind of bring some of those 90s guys back around and let's try to bridge that past with what's currently there.
All right, Charles. Well, again, we had a pandemic, but I don't think there was an excuse. The pandemic, I don't think it was an excuse to not honor our greats, whether, obviously we couldn't do much in person, but I think the viral thing really took off, Zoom conferences and a lot of virtual meetings. So how do you think we came out in that department?
I thought we, in regards to what the athletic department couldn't do, the podcast did do. And what we were able to do was really bring back some of those greats. And I think I mentioned it before, but one of the highlights of 2020 for me was to actually talk to the MVP of the 1962 Orange Blossom Classic. Of course, we're going to play the 2021 Orange Blossom Classic in September, but to talk to Roy Kerr and get his thoughts on playing during that time was a tremendous highlight for me. I had another great opportunity. The National Alumni Association allowed me to moderate talking to legends, Eddie Payton and Robert Brazil, and of course, athletic director Dr. Walter Reed. So, you know, I think the athletic department, they understand the importance of bridging the gap in terms of, and you know, that's part of the theme of the athletic department in terms of building on the history of Jackson State University and blazing new trails. But I think the Jackson State fan base really has dictated that the podcast itself reach out to those players, reach out to those administrators, reach out and really bring in the history into the now. And I'm very proud that I think the podcast has really done a good job in terms of doing that.
Yeah. Well, Chuck's being humble there. He did a really good job you were a very critical part of that happening with mm-hmm. the podcast, you know, talking to Curry and then, you know, we interviewed others. It was Purvis Short,
Earl Sanders.
We have done a great job as a podcast of as I mentioned, giving those gentlemen the flowers while they can smell them, and let them know that they are an important part of JSU history, and we appreciate what they do. So mm-hmm. that's definitely one New Year's resolution that I think we met.
No doubt. And one of the things that I learned in 2020, and I'm really going to keep in mind in 2021, is just not taking our legends for granted and not waiting too late. I know we lost several legends, unfortunately, mm-hmm. in 2020. And ironically, you know, in our meetings, we were talking about interviewing those guys before they passed, not knowing that, you know, we'd wake up that next day or the next week or that next month and they wouldn't be with us, specifically Coach Gordon, also Coach Covington. That we had those guys on the list. We have a lot of people on the list who we want to interview, a lot of our greats, but we just can't take it for granted. I think, Charles, when we get that idea, that thought in our head, we just need to move on it. We need to act, because you just never know. Tomorrow's not promised, and 2020, if any year taught us that,
absolutely,
I think it was 2020.
Very much so. And you're talking about there are so many more stories to tell. And I tell you what, some of these people, they are woven into the fabric. The DNA of Jackson State Athletics. So it is incumbent upon the podcast to really make sure that we reach out and bring those stories to light for the entire Jackson State fan base.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, great job on your New Year's resolution, Charles. I think we got to give you a two out of two.
I'll take it. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Vic.
Yes, I'm
wake
here.
Up, man.
I'm enjoying the show. Go ahead.
All right, man. You're on the hot seat. Come on down, like they say on the Price is Right. Let's hear that resolution.
I just feel like we need to sometimes show our pride. That's a little bit more. I know that we have a very prideful fan base, that we love our Tigers, but I think that we're too up and down. I think that we need to always more consistently show our support. And I mean, I want to see things like, you know, we go to Grambling, I want to see us take over that place. You know, I want mm-hmm. to see things like that. You know, I don't want us to only be behind the Tigers when we are 9-1. I want to see us behind mm-hmm. them all the time, you know. And for basketball games, I think that, you know, we packed the stadium for football, but basketball deserves it. And especially right now, our girls deserve it. So I think that would be really nice to see those people come out and support our Tigers. Just so their pride. If you live within driving distance, and I know everybody has busy schedules, but if you can make it out, just come out and support the Tigers any chance you get.
All right, Vic, I think we got to give you an incomplete on that one. Due to the pandemic, we didn't get a chance to really gather as a fan base. But I will say this, we recorded this show in mid-January, and again, the pandemic didn't hit for another month and a half or so. So we did have a chance to go to some basketball games. And I think that crowd really started to get into it. I think that AAC started to fill up, especially for the women's game, started to fill up earlier than it had in years past. So what do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think that we saw a little more upbeat crowds and involvement when it came to the women's team. But I don't know if it's a total incomplete, and I'll say that because of this. We did have a pandemic to hit, so we didn't get a chance to see that fan base up close and personal. But I think now we have a whole nation of Jacksonians due to the publicity that we've got from Coach Prime and things like that. I think that our pride is at an all-time level. I think you see more JSU sweatshirts and T-shirts around town and in every city than you've ever seen. So now I just want all that to come together. And I think that in a way we did get what I wanted a little bit by default. And now I just want to see it in person, but a little bit on steroids now because of Coach Prime.
Yeah, I agree. I'd have to say that I wouldn't call that an incomplete. I'd definitely say that the swagger is back now. If you look at the Facebook message board and social media outlets and Twitter and so forth, you know, Jackson State, our name is buzzing. And when we talk now, people listen. So, and that, you know, a lot of it has to do with Coach Prime, but the swagger is definitely back. I think the Tiger pride is definitely back. So I think we nailed that one. You know, we made a splash hire for a head coach, and we'll see how that plays out on the field. But until then, you know, the fact remains that there is a level of enthusiasm with our fan base at this point.
And when you mention the word swagger, make no mistake about it. Coach Tamika Reed and the women's basketball team, what they were able to sort of get the roller coaster going, if you will, in terms of the Jackson State fan base really galvanizing around a team. And I'm very appreciative of that. I really noticed that last year. Like you said, the crowds were starting to be on the uptick. They get to the women's game early. And then, you know, you have that crowd there for the men's game. The men started to get on the uptick as we're going toward the SWAC tournament. So, that incomplete, Vic, is a little nuanced because, we were starting to get somewhere. And now everything that has happened since September, oh, man, you guys used to mess with me about what a great time it is to be. What a great time it is to be a Tiger.
Only a Tiger.
Great day to be a Tiger.
Oh, and on top of that, we also had Snacks Mania.
Yes.
They had us on Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was definitely a good year to be a Tiger. Despite a worldwide pandemic, we still found a way to be relevant throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an amazing feat. So
very much so.
The swagger is back for sure.
Definitely. Great day to be a Tiger. Great week to be a Tiger. Great month to be a Tiger. Great year to be a Tiger in 2021. And, you know, Vic, I think if that was your resolution this year in terms of fan support, I think you'd knock it out of the park, because with this pandemic, whenever we can get back to sports, we can't wait to be able to go back to games. So I think we're going to pack the stadium like no other year ever. So I think if that was the resolution this year, again, we'd knock it out of the park. So looking forward to us gathering again as a family and as a fan base.
The fun part, Corey, is the nation is really going to get an opportunity to see Tiger Nation up close and personal when we get beyond this pandemic. The fervor that this fan base has for Jackson State Athletics is second to none. And everybody's going to get an opportunity to see it. But this is what's going to be fun. When we went to the Swag Miak Challenge last year, that was the first indicator. You know, we've never seen the Swag Miak Challenge, you know, where, you sell out an entire lower deck there, you know. Wait until we hit the Orange Blossom Classic down there in Miami. I tell you what, it's going to be fun.
I mean, Charles, if you factor, it's so many factors, okay? It's Miami. I mean, that's usually enough on its own, just Miami, okay? On top of that, it's FAMU and exactly. Jackson State, okay? It's Labor Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
All right? It's the first game of the season, and we're coming off a pandemic when we haven't been able to do anything or gather. So when you add all those things in, I think it's going to be
And don't forget adding in the Sonic Boom versus, 200, 100, like that.
Yeah. You're talking about the perfect tsunami of fan fervor going into that first game.
All right, looking forward to it. So great job on that New Year's resolution, Vic. All right, Mike B, where you at?
All right, let's go.
Let's go, let's go. Let's hear it.
My New Year's resolution is simple and complex. It's just really for for the administration, from leadership from top to bottom, to just be more intentional and strategic in what we do. And by that, I mean, you know, establishing a culture. You know, we have to come into our own and get an identity of who we are as a program and who we are, you know, as in athletics as a whole. For instance, we saw what happened when Tony Hughes was here.
Tony Hughes.
Yep. He, you know, had Coach Germany as offensive coordinator. Germany leaves. We let him go, however you want to put it. And, you know, we kind of didn't know which way to go. So, you know, Coach Hughes reaches out to have mommy, you know, for a recommendation on, you know, who I should bring in to run my offense. You're in the battle coach on the hot seat, and you have no idea who you want to bring in to run your offense. So Hal Mumme, you know, obviously recommends himself like, you know, any human would, and that even that didn't work out well. So it's like we just have to establish some kind of guidelines and identity as to who we are. Now, did Coach Hughes fit that culture? Obviously not, but we have to establish that culture, starting with the president to the AD. It then goes down to the coaches and then down to the players and what they do on the field and on the court. And from there, it goes to the fans. And then to me, you know, that's how you bring back that Tiger pride. That's how you restore the roar by doing that. So I think we just have to be more intentional and just be more, you know, mission minded in what we want to do as a program.
Very interesting, Mike B. What do you guys think?
I'd say to be continued. I guess you could put an incomplete on it right now, but off the field, I think we've done the right things. On the field remains to be seen. You know, Coach Reed has done a great job. Her program is very mission minded. When you are being recruited by Coach Reed or you come in and play for her, you know exactly what her expectations are and what you have to do. And now let's see that translate over to football. And I think we're on the right path with that, as far as the culture, the identity. I think as far as personality-wise, I think Coach Prime fits us very well. You know, he's a flashy guy. When he talks, people listen. And I think Jackson State is the same way. You know, when the boom coming to town or the football team come to town, people stop and look. So I think that pairs well with what we are. Now, on the football field, we'll see what happens from there. But from what I've seen so far, Coach Prime is doing a good job of unifying the team. And hopefully that leads to us having an identity on the field. That remains to be seen. But at some point, they're going to ask some questions. Someone might ask you, play like a JSU Tiger. What exactly does that mean? So we have to figure out how we want to go about doing that. You know, under Coach Comegy, you knew what play like a Tiger meant. It means that, you know, we're going to have linebackers and defensive linemen flying at you. It's going to be a stout defense. We're going to beat up on your quarterback and your offensive line for 60 minutes, and then we're going to go home and win the game. So we have to get to that point with the football program. But so far, I like what I've seen. I think we're on the right track. We have a president and athletic director who are on the same page. And so you're starting to see better decisions being made throughout the program on all levels.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth on that one. I think that it all starts at the top. And I think that right now, you talk about identity and culture. I think that right now we have some good protectors of that culture. And I think that we really trust and believe in our administration right now. And that's very important, because we do think that, as you were saying, that we need to be more intentional. And it seems like they're very strategic and they're very intentional. And I think that it gives us a really good breath of fresh air, something that we've always wanted and needed. And I'm just glad to be on this ride with them. And I think that we're definitely on the right way, on the right path right now. And in terms of that resolution, I think it was pretty good.
Guys, make no mistake about it. Vic, you touched on it. It starts at the top. When you have... And we've pointed this out on the podcast. Think about this. We have a university president who is a Jackson native. We have a director of AD Ashley Robinson, who is a Jackson native, they understand the importance of this program and everything that you've seen done since you know they've come on board has been completely strategic. The paradigm has shifted, guys. You talk about some of the things, we often talk about this swagger that is within Jackson State University, and we reach back into the history, 70s, 80s, you know, 90s, and bring it to the now in terms of talking about that Jackson State DNA, that swagger that is a part of it, that when you talk to the old football guys, they felt like they were up 14-0 when they got off the bus. You know, we're starting to see that wheel slowly turn back to that. I know it's going to get under a lot of people's skin. I totally get it. But the reality of it is that's just part of the DNA of this university. You know, the championships that all these teams have won has built up this sort of this invincibility, if you will, that quite honestly is taking a hit lately. And if you're, you know, if you're from, you know, the kind of the now, you don't know that Jackson State was, you know, quote unquote, this big three, you know, but it's starting to slowly get itself back to what it was. And that's the fun part in terms of watching the process. I really enjoy the coaches that we have within the program now. They all have that sort of competitive streak that you really love to hear from each of your coaches. And I tell you what, this next year, 2021, it's going to be fun to really chart these programs, watch what they do, and watch how they continue to strategically go about their business. And we're going to have to trust the process a little bit here.
Absolutely, trust the process. So, looking forward to seeing what you know this next year will bring, especially with football. And we'll look to see just how Mike did with his resolution. But I think he was right. We'll give it an incomplete for now. All right. So we also had on last year's show Jay Boone. Now he was unable to join us today, but hey, we have to hold his feet to the fire regardless. Let's hear that resolution 2020 from Jay Boone.
In the recruiting and social media and creative design game.
What's that now, Reed? You said the recruiting?
Social media and creative design.
That's a good point. Great. Yeah. In 2020,
We need to win that because we need to learn how to build those relationships mm-hmm. with those player recruiters because, you know, when they come in, they look for flashes.
Right.
And mm-hmm. those type of things. And so when we can't provide that for them, they look other places, like a Central Arkansas
right.
or South Alabama, mm-hmm. schools like that, you know, when we can offer that to them, I see.
But,
wow, what do you guys think about that?
I think
that
we one? Win on that one.
Home run. I think he spoke that into existence. I mean, talk about flipping the switch overnight in that department.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, so from a social media standpoint, you talk about hitting home runs on a consistent now. And once upon a time, that just was not the case. And you take a look, the analytics say what they say. I mean, the Jackson State social media impressions are off the charts, you know, amongst some of the best in the country. And, you know, the content that we're getting on a daily basis from Jackson State football, the Jackson State basketball, the women's basketball, is second to none. So I'm really... really so appreciative of social media, what we've done.
Yeah. And even and when it comes to the recruitment of players, the branding has got to a point to where if we see an offer, we know it's an offer. You know, we know what it looks like. If someone actually has a real offer from Jackson State, you know, and that's never been done before. You know, people could get online and say, oh, I have an offer from Jackson State. But now we know it's an official offer just from what we see. And I think that's taken a major step. I think that last year for these spring recruiting class, I think they did a little bit better in terms of announcing the players for the new recruits. But this year really went to another level on all of it. And actually, we haven't even seen the spring recruiting season yet. But But in terms of what they did in the early signing period, those things were definitely on par with any nation, with any university nation.
Right. And Boone, you know, he really nailed this one. I got to give it up to him. He says something that, you know, a year later is really standing out to me. He talked about the importance of it and how it attracts recruits and how they look at that. And he says they look for the flash. And that's one of the things that can separate us. And we just had Javonte Gardner on the show last week. He's the 4-star offensive lineman out of Orlando who flipped from the Florida Gators to Jackson State. I had the pleasure of interviewing him, and I asked him what attracted him to Jackson State. And obviously, I thought that, you know, Coach Prime would be the first thing to come that came out of his mouth. But the first thing he said was he was on Instagram, and he came across a post, and he saw Jackson State working out, and it just kind of gave him some insight on the program. That spoke volumes to me because we were able to attract a 4-star recruit initially because of our social media. And I immediately thought back to what Boone said a year ago. As again, he was so on point. And one thing that I'm very proud of is the fact that we got a lot better in this department before Coach Prime got here. And I know Coach Prime gets a lot of credit for the things that are going on at Jackson State right now. And rightfully so. I wouldn't dare take away anything from Coach Prime. But we were working on a lot of things before he was even a thought in terms of being the coach at Jackson State University. And one of those things was the social media, the graphic design. We had really picked it up in that department, and it's gone to a whole nother level since he arrived with the videos and the content and things of that nature. But kudos to everyone over at Jackson State in that department who's helped us take it to the next level, because we're really standing out in that department. And I think we can compete with any college in the nation, regardless of conference size, history. I think Jackson State's right there near the top.
Absolutely.
All right. So last but not least, myself, I had a New Year's resolution as well. So let's throw it back and see what I had to say 1 year ago.
For me, okay, it's consistency and stability. And I'm talking about the football program. Mm. Consistency and stability from the top, from the coaching staff on down to something as simple as the system that we run. Because when you have guys who have had three defensive coordinators in the 4 or 5 years that they've been there, or four head coaches in the 5 years that they've been there, you know, including an interim head coach, you know, it's hard to establish that consistency. So we want to get to a point where we have a system that's in place. It's been there for 4 or 5 years, and the freshmen, when they come in their red shirt year, by the time they get to senior year. They've been in that system every year, and we can just bring in players. If we have a player who has to miss a game or gets injured or graduates, we can just bring the next guy up, and he won't skip a beat because he's been in that same system. I think, you know, any successful program, that's the foundation, having that solid system in place, and I think that's what we've been lacking.
All right, fellas. Well, unfortunately, since I said that, we've had to move on from a football coach and start over, so we're right back to square one in that department. But the good thing about it is that we're starting over with Deion Sanders. So I think I should get a do-over or a redo on that one.
That's what his resolution is all about. You know, if you get it wrong the first time, you get a new year, go back at it.
Well, Mike, I don't think I got it wrong. Like what I wanted, I think that was warranted. I don't think that's too much to ask. I really think we need those things in order to be successful. But again, here we are a year later, and we have a football team that's learning a brand new offense as we speak, a brand new defense as we speak. So again, going forward with this new coaching staff that I'm very excited about, you know, when we look back on this one a year from now, hopefully we'll say, okay, right, that consistency is there. So that's what I hope for, and that's what I expect.
No doubt about it. I think, what did we say? The standard is becoming the standard again, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No doubt. All right. And last year we also had some write-in resolutions. We had some fans. We asked them prior to the show what their New Year's resolutions would be for Jackson State Athletics. And I want to play one of those coming from a young lady by the name of Constance. So let's hear what she had to say.
Also, we have one from Constance. Constance says, bring golf back.
All right, short and simple. Bring golf back. Vic, where do we stand in that area?
Well, all indications are there was still a go on that. In 2022, which is not long from now, we should have our golf program back up and running.
All right. Awesome stuff. So, Candace, I trust and pray that you're still with us and still listening. So kudos to you for that New Year's resolution. So you definitely knocked it off the park. I don't know if you spoke it into existence or what, but we will have golf returning in 2022.
Yeah, I think
so,
something that we didn't.
You guys look forward to that. I know you're the avid golfer. Are you looking forward to that program returning?
Believe it, all the golf gear? Are you kidding me?
I'm looking forward to getting my commissioner's cup points back.
There you go. You get those cup points back too. But you know, to take a look at what our golf program once was and the type of players that it produced, we had Shasta Everhart on the podcast. Got to get Tim O'Neill some type of way on the podcast. Yeah. He's been on the tour. For quite some time, but they've had just tremendous history. Dare I say that history is almost akin to like that football history in terms of what Jackson State Golf was able to do. Looking forward to getting them back on campus.
Yeah, I think it was a tragedy to lose them, and I'd be glad to see them back.
No doubt about it.
Right. All right, now that does it for the resolutions, but Vic did say something at the beginning of last year's episode. It wasn't a resolution per se, but as I was going back and listening to that show, when I heard it, I just paused. I paused for a second and I couldn't believe it. So I just want to play this for you guys.
The most optimistic JSU fan you will ever meet. I think he says we're going to go undefeated every year and win the championship.
It's always possible. You got all to believe. Somebody has to believe, and if that person got to be me, it's going to be me.
Well, keep believing, because I stopped believing in your predictions because I was disappointed at the end of the year.
What he said that stood out, Vic said, I believe. He said, I believe a year ago. Here we are now. So did you know something, Vic?
I didn't know a thing in the world back then, but if I spoke that into existence, I want my props for it.
Exactly. Man. I don't want to get for that. If you spoke prime into existence, man, you're the man. So Vic has been believing, so definitely I believe as well. All right, so great job on the New Year's resolutions, fellas. I don't know if you guys are psychics or what's going on, but you guys really nailed the majority of these. So let's do it again. 2021, let's set some more resolutions. But first, we have an exciting announcement coming from the desk of A.D. Robinson. I'm going to let Charles Bishop let you guys know all about it.
The Jackson State Division of Athletics is excited to announce its locker room naming rights initiative for the football, men's basketball, and women's basketball programs. By sponsoring a locker, you will be connected to the Jackson State Division of Athletics and Jackson State student athlete. Your name, class, and hometown will be affixed to a specific locker, and you will be given the opportunity to meet and build a relationship with the student-athlete whose locker you have sponsored. Your contribution will provide supplemental funding to the Jackson State Division of Athletics to recruit and retain student-athletes and compete for championships. In all, there are 150 lockers available for sponsorship, 110 for football, 20 for men's basketball, and 20 for women's basketball. The locker sponsorship is $2,500 and is for a 5-year term.
All right, great stuff. What do you guys think about that?
Well, it's another opportunity to show your the passionate Jackson State fan base their fervor for Jackson State athletics. It's a worthy initiative, and this is the business of college athletics. It takes money to make your programs run, and this is another great initiative by the Jackson State Division of Athletics.
All right. Absolutely. I love the vision, coming from that athletics department, starting with A.D. Robinson and trickling on down. Definitely constantly putting things out there for that fan base to take advantage of, to really, brand the university and keep the fan base engaged and excited. So looking forward to all the initiatives that they'll have going forward as well in 2021. Now, speaking of 2021, and I just mentioned it before Charles' announcement there, I said, hey, you guys did such a great job on those resolutions. Let's do it all over. So here we are, January 2021. Let's hear. What do you guys want Jackson State Athletics to accomplish in 2021? Let's hear those resolutions, starting with Charles Bishop.
No doubt about it. And I think I said it last year. The ring is what we are about. The standard is the standard, to borrow that quote from Coach Mike Tomlin. This is part of the Jackson State DNA in terms of getting to championships and finishing the job. That is how you become immortal within the lore of Jackson State Athletics. So I would love for this generation to be a part of some of that championship swagger, something that I grew up with, especially with Jackson State in the 1980s and then being on campus in the 1990s to be a part of some of that championship swagger. So I would love more than anything for this generation to get a taste of what Jackson State actually is.
No doubt. And I think it's a perfect time for us to do that. We're talking about championships. The opportunity is right there in front of us with sports kids starting off or starting back. You know, obviously we're in the middle of basketball season and had some hiccups there, but we're definitely looking forward to crowning a champion. I know the women's team is probably the favorite. We can't count the men out. They haven't played as many games as they would have liked, but again, they have a lot to, you know, you talk about finishing the job. I think you're describing that men's team, Charles, because they definitely want to finish the job. That the women's team, at least they had a chance to win that SWAC tournament, or I'm sorry, to win that regular season tournament to take the momentum into the SWAC tournament, but the men were really looking to get it done in the SWAC tournament. Then we have baseball coming back, getting ready to start off, and I know those guys are hungry. And we have spring football, so we could potentially win a SWAC championship in football in the next few months and then turn around and do it again in you know, later in the year in December. So two SWAC championships for football in one calendar year, I'll take that any year.
Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah, I believe.
You better believe. All right, Vic. So what's that resolution for you? 2021, Jack State Athletics.
Yeah, mine is to continue to elevate our expectations. And what I mean by that is not to settle and really to believe in Jackson State. And that word is, again, believe. I don't speak for everyone else, but I had sort of lowered my expectations, I believe, whether I realized it or not, for Jackson State. I started to just accept what, you know, what was given to us and just wanted to take a safe route to things, you know. But I think that the actions of 2020, the events of 2020 have let us know that we need to believe in ourselves and always want the best for ourselves and go after the best for ourselves. And that's not just for the athletics, but the university as a whole. Right now, we're in an amazing time at Jackson State. We need to enjoy this moment. Don't let anyone steal our joy and just believe.
All right, good stuff. Mike B, 2021, what you got?
Well, since 2020 was sort of an incomplete for me, I want to stick to the same one. I sort of teased it a little bit in the first segment, but just continue to be mission-minded. Continue to be intentional in what we do and continue to establish that culture and build on that legacy that we do have. For a while, it just kind of seemed like we were just throwing things against the wall. And it was pretty chaotic for me. Just my personal opinion, it was just chaotic. And now I'm starting to see us start to gel a little bit. And things are going pretty well. Hopefully, we get this pandemic behind us and we can get back to some normalcy. And we can get an opportunity to build on that and continue that consistency and continue building a strong identity moving forward.
And Mike, you know, I agree with that. And my resolution for 2021 for Jack State Athletics is along those lines, but it's more specific, and it's to act as if. You know, I was always told coming up to dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. So if you want something, you must act as if you already have it in order to get it. So how does that relate to Jackson State? If we want to be the standard for athletics, not just in the SWAC or for HBCUs or even in the state of Mississippi and ultimately the entire country, we have to continue to be progressive and act as if we already are until we truly are. So, and I see us making those strides. I see us doing a lot of great things. We talked about the social media and graphics and how great of a job we're doing in that department. Also, the facilities upgrades that we can't overlook. I think that's huge. The turf practice field that we have coming up. You know, and we had someone on the show a few months ago. We were talking about what it would take for HBCUs and specifically Jackson State to start getting those 4- and 5-star recruits. And that was before Coach Prime, because obviously we're getting them now, at least the 4-star recruits. And he talked about the differences between an HBCU and some of those P5 campuses and what they have to offer. He talked about something like a separate cafeteria for the football team and the athletics programs at those bigger schools. And I see us starting to do things like that. If you guys have noticed, the football team is has their own eating facilities. Have you guys noticed that?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Absolutely. So just little things like that. That's making that's allowing us to stand out from the pack and really kind of step our game up and continue to be progressive. And I remember being on Facebook in one of our groups a few weeks ago, and someone posted an 18-wheeler. One of the in-state SEC schools has an 18-wheeler with the logo on it, and somebody took a picture and said, "Man, you know, we need something like this at Jackson State." Well, guess what? We actually have that coming in the fall. We have that the 18-wheeler with the logo. So it's just little things that allows us to stay progressive and continue to grow. And ultimately, again, I think we'll be that standard for athletics. And that's my resolution, to act as if.
No doubt. I like that, man. You definitely touched on it. Progressive. Keep that in mind.
Right. Yeah. That attention to detail, it really does matter. It all starts again with us as alumni donating. We have to be able to do that. So you mentioned the locker rooms that AD Robinson has an opportunity for us to sponsor. We should have a problem selling those or leasing those rather. That shouldn't be an issue with. So we have to step up as alumni and give to the university so that they can act as if.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. All right. So again, fellas, great job on those resolutions. We will be reconvening 1 year from now to go over the 2021 resolutions and see how we did. So looking forward to that show. But hey, before we look ahead, let's look back and reflect again, the 1 year anniversary. Kudos to you guys. You guys have been there from literally the day that we came up with the idea. You guys were there in that messenger group where we kicked it around and said, should we, shouldn't we? And we made it happen. We started the podcast. It's really taken off. Rave reviews. We have listeners from all over the world. We have one of the things that I'm most proud of is that other schools have noticed, they're listening, they're giving us our props, and they're actually starting their podcast as well. So that says a lot that we were the first. I'll say one of the first to do it. I don't know who else had a podcast before Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, but we were, you know, obviously one of the first to do it. So let's just kind of reflect on the year, man. What have you guys seen that has really stood out and impressed you about what we've been able to accomplish?
Well, first of all, Corey, you're being humble. You said we, but it was actually you that came to us with the concept of, hey, guys, let's start this podcast. So kudos to you, man, for having that vision and being able to stick with it, to watch this thing and help this thing grow to what it is now. So we definitely couldn't do it without you. So I definitely want to make that sentiment known. Beyond that, you know, it's been a fun ride. 2020 was a very unique year. And Corey, this is something we talked about offline, is that we chronicled and documented everything throughout the year through this podcast.
We did.
So everything, every, you know, high point, low point, every range of emotions, you can see that through the previous 120 shows. So it was fun. It was a great year. And if gonna serve us well going into 2021.
Yeah, and I mean, there are a lot of organizations, even some that I'm a part of, that we try to record our history. And I think that this platform has really allowed us to do that. We didn't even have that as a goal when it was set out. But I think that this whole platform has evolved and it's doing a lot for Jackson State and helping to bridge that gap. And one other thing that I want to say, which kudos to Corey as well, is this isn't something that was done because GSU is all over the place right now. We did this from the heart. We did this even before any of the Dion stuff came about. And I think that's important that we're doing this out of love for Jackson State. And I think it shows that we're doing that out of love for Jackson State.
And kudos to the fan base, the Jack State fan base, because again, we haven't been where we've wanted to be as an athletics department. Obviously, starting with football because that's that sport that just brings us all together. And we were at a low point with football from a historical standpoint. But if you see us still leading, you know, the nation in attendance, and everyone was so receptive to the podcast and just everything that comes along with it, the fan, a lot of schools, when the football team is down, when the athletics department is down, enrollment is down and the morale of the university is down. But you couldn't tell that Jackson State was down in sports based on the fan base. So kudos to you guys.
No doubt. And I want to say thank you to the fan base. Thank you for listening. And we have some tremendous ideas moving forward with regards to guests and with regards to format and a lot of things that we want to do. And I tell you what, 2021, guys, onward and upward.
Well said. Great job, guys. Looking forward to 2021. Cheers to another year of successful podcasting, a great year of being a Jackson State Tiger, and a great year for the university itself.
And thank you, Corey. Thank you. Thank you for bringing this to fruition.
Hey, man, like I said from day one, if you go back and listen to that episode, I said you're the OG in this, and we'll be leaning on you heavily. And you, we definitely lean on you heavily, sometimes too much, so we may need to give you a break. All right, fellas, good job.
And that'll do it for episode 120 of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcast listeners, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. I can't stress the importance of this enough. We're looking to do some big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. And tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers! Hashtag I believe. Hashtag the I love.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.